Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to edit in Ableton Live 12 and stack a loop for that pirate radio energy, the kind of jungle and old-school drum and bass vibe that feels urgent, raw, and a little unstable in the best possible way. What we're building here is not just a beat. We're building a stacked break and bass section that could work as a drop, a switch-up, or even a DJ-friendly intro into a bigger arrangement. The goal is to make it feel like something that's blasting out of a bedroom set at 3 in the morning. Gritty, fast, and alive. And the big idea to keep in mind is this. In jungle and old-school DNB, power comes from layering and editing just as much as it comes from sound choice. One break can be cool, one bass patch can be cool. But when you stack the break, reinforce the drums, add a clean sub, add a rough mid-bass layer, and then edit the whole thing like a performance, that's when you get real energy. So let's start by setting the scene. First, choose a reference track if you can. Pull up an old-school jungle tune, a darker roller, or a classic DNB record and listen for two things, how busy the drum edits are and how the sub sits under the break. You're not copying the track, you're training your ear. You're learning how much movement, how much space, and how much tension the style really needs. Then in Ableton, set a loop length. For this kind of idea, 4 bars is great if you want instant impact. 8 bars gives you a little more room to develop a call and response. If you want pirate radio energy, don't make it too polite. Keep it tight. Keep it moving. Now bring in your breakbeat. This could be the classic break, a sampled loop, or any breakish audio that has good character. In Live 12, use the edit workflow to start working with the clip quickly. Slice it, tighten it, move pieces around, and get it feeling playable. Here's a really important point. Don't overquantize everything. Old school jungle often lives in that slightly imperfect timing. The ghost notes, the hat movement, the little shuffle details, that's what gives the break its human swing. If you lock every hit dead on the grid, it can lose the tape-dubbed, pirate radio feel. A good move is to duplicate the break to another track before you start editing. That way you always have a safety copy. Then slice at the transients and place the strongest hits where you want them, but leave some of the smaller details a little loose. Preserve the groove, don't sterilize it. Now let's add a reinforcement layer. Create a second drum layer, either audio or MIDI, and use it to support the kick and snare. This is where you stack for impact without flattening the character of the break. You might use drum rack with a clean kick and snare, or simpler with sampled one-shots, or even drum bus to add more punch. The rule here is simple. The break provides motion and identity, and the punch layer provides consistency. If the break already has a strong snare, don't double everything. Just reinforce the body or the click. If the kick needs more definition, add a short click layer or a clean low punch underneath, but keep it subtle. Now build the sub. For the sub bass, think simple, mono, and stable. Operator is perfect for this. Start with a sine wave or something very close to it. Keep the notes mostly on the root or fifth, and make the rhythm answer the drums instead of just droning underneath them. In jungle and DNB, the sub works best when it creates space and tension, not when it crowds the break. A useful thing to remember is that the sub should feel strong, but not oversized. You want it to support the groove without muddying the kick or the snare. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. Keep it controlled. Now comes the part that really gives the stack attitude, the mid-bass or Reese layer. This is where you add the rougher personality. You can use wave-eatable or analog for a detuned bass sound, or build a restyle patch with 2 oscillators slightly out of tune. The point is to create mid-range movement and aggression, but not steal the job of the sub. High pass this layer so it doesn't fight the low end. Then add some saturation to bring out harmonics and grit. You can use auto filter to move the cutoff, and if you want a little stereo character in the mids, chorus ensemble can work very lightly. But keep the low end mono with utility. Now, think rhythmically. Don't just hold notes. Phrase the bass. Let it answer the snare. Let it hit on the offbeat. Let it create little gaps and tensions. In DNB, bass often behaves like a drum part, not like a long melodic line. That's a huge mindset shift, and it makes your loop feel much more authentic. At this point, listen to the whole stack together. Break, punch layer, sub, and mid bass. You should hear each one doing a job. If 2 layers are fighting for the same space, reduce or remove one. Think in roles, not layers. That's one of the best ways to stay clear and powerful. Now, once the interaction feels good, resample it. This is where the whole thing starts to feel like a real performance artifact instead of a set of separate parts. Route the stack to a new audio track, or use resampling and record a few bars. Then edit that audio like a fresh take. Resampling is powerful because it freezes a moment that already works. It lets you cut the groove, add reverse hits, create stutters, drop out a snare, or make tiny fills without constantly tweaking every source layer. A lot of jungle attitude comes from committing early and then chopping the result creatively. Try a few moves on the resampled audio. Put a short reverse hit before a snare. Create a tiny gap before bar 1. Duplicate a snare at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. Or automate a filter sweep into silence for a quick tape stop style transition. These little edits can make the section feel dangerous and alive. Now let's shape the buses. Group your drums and bass separately so you can process them with intention. On the drum bus, a little drum bus can add drive and crunch. A glue compressor can help the whole thing feel bonded together, but don't overdo it. You want a few dB of movement, not crush transients. If the break is getting boxy or brittle, use EQ8 to clean up the upper mids. On the bass bus, keep the low end mono with utility, and add only a little saturation if needed. If the mid bass is too heavy, high pass it again and make sure the sub still has room to breathe. Headroom matters. DNB can be loud, but if the stack is clipping the master too early, you lose punch instead of gaining it. Now it's time for automation, and this is where the pirate radio energy really comes alive. Use auto filter cutoff to build into a drop. Automate reverb send on the last snare before a fill, then pull it back hard so the return feels bigger. Narrow the stereo width in the intro, then open it slightly at the drop. Try a short beat repeat moment on a snare or break hit if you want a quick roll up. Even a small volume dip before the section restarts can make the return feel way harder. Remember, contrast sells energy. Dry to wet, filter to open, thin to full, come to hectic. Even tiny changes can make the drop feel massive when they're timed well. And don't forget micro edits. This is one of the secrets of good jungle programming. Add tiny variations every 2, 4, or 8 bars. Remove a kick for one hit. Move a ghost note slightly late. Mute the mid bass for half a bar. Add short break slice before a snare. The point is to keep the loop alive. A strong DNB loop is not about constant density. It's about controlled density with release points. If every bar is maximum chaos, the listener stops feeling the lift. But if you create little pockets, little breaths, little moments of surprise, then every return hits harder. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overstack the low end. If the break, kick layer, sub, and mid bass all occupy the same space, everything turns cloudy. Keep the sub simple and mono, and keep the mid bass out of the sub range. Don't quantize every hit perfectly. That's one of the fastest ways to lose the jungle feel. Don't make the bass too melodic if you're aiming for darker old-school DNB. Focus on rhythm and texture first. And don't forget to resample. If you keep tweaking forever, the loop never becomes a finished section. Here's a quick way to think about the final result. The break gives movement and identity. The reinforced drums give punch. The sub gives weight. The mid-bass gives character and aggression. And the resampled edits give it that bootleg, pirate radio energy. If all of those parts have a clear role, your stack will feel powerful instead of crowded. So as a practice move, try making a 4-bar pirate radio DNB stack right now. Chop a break into at least 6 slices. Add a kick and snare layer. Program a simple sub with only a few notes. Build a rough mid bass and high pass it. Resample the whole thing. Then edit bar 4 with a fill, a reverse hit, or a snare pickup. Add one automation move that changes the energy, not just the volume. The target is simple. Make it sound like a real drop section, not just a demo of individual sounds. And if you want one final mindset to leave with, it's this. In jungle and old school DNB, the drums often lead the arrangement. The edits tell the story. The bass supports the story, and the stack becomes dangerous when every layer knows its job. That's how you get that urgent, rough-edged, pirate radio energy in Ableton Live 12. Now go build it, print it, and make it move.